John David Mann, do you have an inkling to share your writing project that people are clamoring to get involved with as far as learning to write, or you want to keep that to another conversation?
No, happy to. Actually, I'm smack in the middle of it, so I'm delighted to share about that. This is like, you know, Joseph Campbell is famous, has this sort of hero's journey, this archetype of the journey of the archetypal hero in everything from Star Wars to the Odyssey. And part of that is the hero lives in his ordinary world and then is pulled by some call to adventure. And at first he resists the call, like Luke Skywalker, you know, whining about leaving his home. I don't know if I'm any kind of hero, but I resisted this call for a long time. For years, I wanted to figure out a way to coach people, to help people write their book or books. You know, there's like this enormous number of people out in the world who have a book in them, or even have multiple books in them, and either are so intimidated by the process, don't know how to go about it, that they never start, which is the most common result. And to me, that's a tragedy. Unborn books that are going to die with them in their somewhere in their heart and brain. Or they do give it a shot. And these days, self-publishing is so easy that maybe they even self-publish and get it out in the world. But yeah, most of those books, to be honest, fall way short of the mark. They don't get anywhere near to their full potential of what they're capable of being, of a full expression of what was in that person's heart and mind and experience. And to me, that's a tragedy. So I wanted to find a way to help people do that. Plus, dirty little secret, something I'd learned was that the times that I learn most myself about what I do, about the craft of writing, is when I'm teaching somebody else. It's like I have a selfish motive as well. So I did it. I finally put this course together. It's a year-long online coaching program where I've got these modules. I train people online. A lot of that is pre-recorded. And then we have live coaching sessions twice a week with the whole group. And those, I've been doing it now, as we're recording this, you and I, I've been doing it now for about a month. And we're having an absolute blast. I got a group of 14 starting students right now, and they range from a 22-year-old who's writing a fantasy epic sci-fi novel to people in their 60s and 70s who are writing how-to books, books about leadership, business books, parables, memoirs, you name it. One guy thought he was going to be writing a parable when he joined the course, and he just decided it was going to be a novel. This is like the most fun I've had in years. So, yeah, I'm excited about it.
And I love the notion that everybody's got a book in them. And this doesn't mean, and I think you probably do a really good job explaining this, this doesn't mean that you are going to be guaranteed on the Times list, New York Times, any particular list. And that's not what it's about. I think what I see in the development of this kind of training offered by you is who you become in the process of writing. And somebody mentioned to me the other day, imagine if your grandfather, great-grandfather, or great-great-grandfather had left behind a written fingerprint of their life and what they thought about going through the 1918 Spanish flu or prior to that. Maybe your great-great-grandfather was involved on either side of the Civil War, and they left behind the fingerprints of their life and mind on paper and in print in such a way that you can transfer that knowledge for generations and make a difference, even if it's just in your family. But you're right, because so many of us are daunted by what we think writing is, what we think publishing is, and then realize ain't nobody coming for you. If you're going to do this, you have to go out on your own. And it's okay to say, you know what? I just want to get better at it, even if it's just for me and my family. So I love your course. I love the online notion of learning. And I know that you probably have people that are coming to you that are even already in the business, but they just want to sharpen the saw.
I do. I've got a guy who's, that fellow I mentioned who's gone from writing a parable to writing a novel. He already has two award-winning parables under his belt. So he's really quite accomplished. I have a good number of people in the program who've never written a book in their lives, never written anything like that. And don't even, as of today, a month into the program, know exactly what their book is going to be, which, by the way, is fine and awesome and perfect. Because there's a saying that I coined keep showing up on Twitter, which is people applaud when they see you reach the finish line, but the world never sees what it took to get just to the starting line. And that is so true. There is the, you know, the part of writing of finishing the book and publishing the book, but sometimes just to figure out what the book is, to kind of get it set up, to tee up the shot before you even swing the club, so to speak. It takes an enormous amount of patience with oneself and being kind to oneself and paying attention to the little thoughts drifting around your head. It's sort of a whole skill set unto itself. Mm-hmm. And I love being part of it with these people. One of the things that I told people just in a program last night was, you know, you each came into this program for your own unique reasons, personal, creative, professional, whatever they are. But you also each came in for the same reason. And that reason is the story brought you. You each got a story in your head. And that story is the boss. It's not you. And so your job is to find the story you want to tell and learn how to tell it. And it's just a privilege to be part of it.
What's the website where we can learn more?
It's my site, johndavidmann.com. That's where I have all my books and my blog and so forth. There is a page on there called Mentoring. And if you just click on the Mentoring tab, you'll see an overview of the program and how to get in. I opened up the enrollment window again for the month of June, but I don't know when people will be hearing this broadcast. A little secret is it'll be open after that too. It's by July, it's going to be in a place where people can enroll literally at any time and jump into the water, because people in the coaching calls are at all levels in the process. Brand new beginners can jump in and swim with everybody else that's there.
JohnDavidMann.com.